Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Goldman this morning.
We want to wish you a very special World Sound Healing Day and a very special
Happy Valentine's Day.
So here we are, February 14th, and we are so grateful to HealthyLife.net, to Lindsay McKenzie and Jay Cruz working with us, who have donated this next hour for us to be doing a very, very special introduction to World Sound Healing Day and to the Temple of Sacred Sound. So, hold on to your hats, open up your hearts, and be ready for some really, really wonderful, magnificent, frequency-shifting experiences on for this next hour, and then we will enter the WWW Temple of Sacred Sound to tone throughout the planet, and I'm just so excited about this.
And, Jonathan, I am absolutely thrilled to be here this morning, and thank you again for inviting me on as your co-host. And I, too, want to thank Linda McKenzie and Jay Cruz. It was just such a beautiful, beautiful gesture for them to give us this opportunity to share with their listeners, our listeners, again today.
Because the idea was that at 12 o'clock noon, we would be launching the Temple of Sacred Sound, the world's first interactive toning website, and you'll be going on, you'll be seeing these great visual images, and these, we'll be going into the Ah Chamber today. We'll talk a little bit about the Ah Sound a little bit later. And I was thinking, gosh, it'd be really neat if we could have something, but I said, I just don't know how to get an internet radio thing going at this point in time and space. I've got too much on my plate. And Linda calls me and says, how would you like the hour before this time? And I said, my goodness gracious, you are an angel. But I have to tell you, my friends, that with regard to this manifestation of the World Sound Healing Day, and particularly Temple of Sacred Sounds, we've had a lot of angels that have really materialized and worked with us in order for this thing to manifest on the planet. So we are so grateful.
We have been working very, very diligently, I would have to say, in light of Mercury being retrograde. And we have had our challenges, but we were thrilled yesterday. The templeofsacredsound.org is up and running, and we can all go there today at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time.
And it rocks.
So, and it rolls.
Right. So here's the thing. Instead of doing commercials today, we're just going to be playing straight music, and every piece of music that we are playing is music designed to activate your heart chakra. And in fact, the next piece of music, the first piece of music that we're doing, I actually created yesterday in my recording studio as sort of an honoring of this day and this event and this show. It's a combination, first of all, of the heart chakra sounds from a recording I did called Chakra Dance. In conjunction, you'll hear at the very end of this, because the Chakra Dance is sort of an up-tempo recording. And I didn't really feel that too much of the, you know, techno-based stuff would be appropriate here, although we could hear a little bit of a at the end. But what you will find interesting is that the at the end, these symbol-type sounds are actually the sound of Lama Tashi from Tibetan Master Chants doing the Omane Padme Hum or Omane Peme Hum. So it's kind of an interesting phenomena with regard to the fact that these are actually the Omnipemihong transduced or translated to a higher level of frequency, so they come out as a almost like a sonic prayer wheel. And my initial sense is that it's just about time for us to listen to this, because our show today is dedicated to World Sound Healing Day, to Valentine's Day, and to the power of love. And speaking of the power of love, my dear Andy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so here we go now with Lama Tashi, myself, Chakra Dance, and the heart chakra. And, of course, our dear friend Sarah Benson, who we're going to be talking about, is one of the voices on here. And just enjoy it. It's a little bit up-tempo, and we're going to go deeper and deeper with each piece of music. This is about 3 minutes worth of music. Listen to it, enjoy it, and feel the energy of your heart opening up. And it's beginning with Lama Tashi doing the Om Mani Padme Hum, the chant for compassion from the Tibetan tradition. Well, you know what? This is just one of those things. I have to hit rewind and start it again.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah. We'll try again. Hey, here we go. There goes Tashi. Organic, there are whale sounds, and in my voice, And, well, actually, there was probably a synth playing a chordal change, but outside of that, a whole lot of love and energy on there.
So we hope that you all felt that loving energy that we're sending out through the airwaves here this morning.
Because that's basically what this day is all about.
Well, it's World Sound Healing Day. It's Valentine's Day. One and the same, sending healing and love to Mother Earth and also to ourselves. And one of the things that I think is so important is honoring ourselves, loving and accepting who we are. Then we can send that out to the planet.
Right, as we were saying yesterday, we heal the planet, we heal ourselves, we heal the planet ourselves, and we heal the planet. And for most of us, really, we really need to be in that point of acceptance, being that point of loving who we are. And it's oftentimes very difficult because Andy, as a licensed psychotherapist, will attest that a lot of us are wounded beings. So we frequently, inadvertently, got wounded when we were young children by things.
But, Jonathan, today I would like to invite each and every one of our listeners just for a moment to just accept and honor themselves right now in this moment. And through that, we begin to love ourselves. And then that energy gets emitted out to all of those around us, to our planet, and we can put that love on our intentionalized sound today.
That's right. And, you know, you and I were just watching Gandhi couple of days ago, and I can't remember the exact statement, but it was a statement that Gandhi uttered, but obviously almost every major spiritual master and teacher has talked about the basic, subtle, and yet phenomenal energy and power of love to heal and transform.
Well, and of course, our mentor and our dearest beloved friend, Sarua Benson, in her words, the true sound of healing is love.
The true sound of healing is love, and the true sound of love is healing.
Right.
Okay, right. But it's interesting, and the next recording we're going to be hearing, which will not be for a few minutes now, but will certainly feature the voice of Sarah, and you too, playing a harp, and me too, so it's three of us, and even more. But what's interesting about the energy of the heart is that it is finally, if you like, being validated in terms of our electromagnetic field.
Well, Jonathan, absolutely. In fact, the electromagnetic field that emanates from our heart is 60 times greater than the electromagnetic field that emanates from our brain.
60 times greater. That's amazing.
And it is, of course, with our brain, those thoughts go out, but with our heart, the feelings go out. And that is where the power is, really, the feeling of love, the feeling of appreciation, of acceptance, of understanding.
Of compassion. And that, you know, of course, a lot of our purpose for today in World Sound Healing Day is basically to project an intentionalized ah sound as a sonic Valentine to the planet. And as part of this, just as a part of it, we have been notified and working with something called the Global Consciousness Project in a man by the name of Roger Nelson out of Princeton. And the Global Consciousness Project is able to measure, if you like, events of great compassion that happen on this planet. So they'll be doing that today to see if we are indeed able to, with our sounds of light and love through sound, basically create a waveform. And the way that this happened, and it's quite interesting, is that they simply found that they had these random number generators throughout the planet. When events of great compassion occurred, the numbers on the random number generator became less random. And because they became less random, they were able to basically be chartable. So oftentimes, global meditations, global events, usually at the positive level, with, you know, where we're being compassionate and loving as a positive thing, but sometimes also on the opposite end, such as a tsunami or something like that, where people are grief-stricken, but still there is the energy of compassion there. These are measurable via that. And
Jonathan, I believe it is only the square root of 1% of a given population that can actually begin to shift and change the consciousness.
Right. And, you know, I mean, that's it. The square root of 1% of the population in a given area. And for the world, those of you sitting there with calculators going, well, what's that for the world? The square root of 1% of the population of this planet is 8,000 people. What does that mean? Yes, that means that basically if we can get 8,000 people who are focused together in the energies of light and love, working with the energy of compassion, working with the energy of appreciation and generating that out, then we can actually affect the field of the planet, the consciousness of the planet. And then for those of you skeptics going, well, how come, you know, in these peace demonstrations and marches and whatever other events that, you know, we've seen hundreds of thousands of people and, you know, really they haven't changed anything. And I would say perhaps, A, they have affected something, but B, the number is not it, because of these 100,000 people, perhaps 99% of them are either not in a state of love and compassion, perhaps they're angry, they're protesting something, or perhaps they're, you know, sweaty from walking down the street and thinking about that, or perhaps they're thinking about what they're having for lunch, or perhaps they're thinking about, you know, the person next to them, what their thoughts are, and it's not really a focused energy. In fact, I was talking with Lama Tashi, who is a dear friend of ours and comes to our Healing Sounds Intensive every year. He was the chant master of the Drupung Losing Monasteries in India and is now the principal director of the Institute for Himalayan Cultural Studies in India. And we were talking about this, and he said, gee, that's hard to believe. I said, well, yes, indeed, you know, but that those 8,000 people have to be really focused and aware. And, you know, and I kind of laughed at him saying maybe they have to be Rinpoches, and a Rinpoche is, of course, a very high being. But then again, you all are Rinpoches. And one of the people who actually instigated this whole thing of basically global meditations, etc., was the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who passed on a few days ago. He was the guru that the Beatles and George Harrison worked with. And we really thank him, the TM guy, if you like. What's my mantra?
Right, right. You know, Jonathan, I think also, too, that there has been noticeable difference in, you know, cities where the crime rate has gone down during these global meditations. So, you know, they have actually been measurable and been effective.
Right, you know,
noticeably effective.
For 24 hours within a given vicinity of where a peace meditation has occurred.
And so it is our greatest hope today that with all of our intentionalized loving energy put onto our sounds, our sound of awe today, that indeed it will affect measurably the energy fields of our dear Mother Earth.
Indeed, and the eye is such a powerful sound. We'll be talking a little bit more about that later. Why the ah? Why not the om? Why not the you? Etc. And all these other chants are found on our temple sacred sound. But the ah sound, well, we are going to be talking more about that. But that seems to be the original creational creative force that is found in so many of the divine God and goddess names of the planet. Buddha, Krishna, Yeshua,
Tara,
Saraswati. I mean, one can go on and on with this ah sound and
Amen.
Uh-huh, exactly. Alleluia.
Right. We could go on and on.
But instead, what I think I'd like to do is just get you ready for the next recording, which once again features our friend Sarah Benson and myself and Andy, and this is the heart chakra energy from our, the recording is called Chakra Chants 2. And it features myself and Sarah primarily, and it's a lovely, lovely thing. So just sit there and listen, and once again, feel more of that energy just really resonating with your chakra.
And also, as you're listening to this piece and, you know, the subsequent pieces that we'll play, close your eyes and even begin to hum along with the sounds, or, you know, even begin to make your own ah sounds as you're listening to this beautiful, soothing, very love-filled energy music.
Right, because among other things also in the bed or the background of this is this combination of Bija Mantra, which is an Indian mantra system that works with the mantra for the heart chakra, which is yam, as well as the vowel sound, which is ah. So those are all there. So if you can, if you're at your computer and you can, close your eyes and just listen to this and enjoy it. feeling the energy of your heart and the energy of tranquility. I really, you know, in an ideal world, we'd be in silence after this. And in fact, you know, my new book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, I have a whole chapter on one of the secrets is the power of silence. But you don't want to have silence on the radio. It just doesn't work. People think that their equipment is malfunctioning and whatnot. But that was so nice to listen to.
It was just absolutely lovely. And I felt so connected. And that illusion of separateness just seems to melt away. And we then come into the present moment, which is filled with love.
Right. Now, I think that really is one of the major keys of the power of compassion and of love and sound, is that when we all sound together, those, if you like, barriers between us, those illusions of separateness, as you say, seem to disappear, because it's really, anybody who's ever walked into a room and where there's singing going on, or in our case, chanting and particularly intentionalized toning, the difference between you and someone else really, you know, disappears. And that is one of the great powers of sound, is that we all begin to resonate together.
And that unified field is truly co-created with all of our sounds.
And just in case anyone doesn't know, you are with Jonathan Andy Goldman here at HealthyLife.net on World Sound Healing Day.
Jonathan, I would love for you to give our listeners a little history of World Sound Healing Day. This is our sixth year, and I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit.
Well, if it was our sixth year, that means probably 7 years ago almost, at some point, I remember sitting in a state of deep meditation, talking to other dimensional beings, suggesting to them that about 25 years before I'd been given the assignment to help bring awareness of sound as a healing and transformative tool to this planet. And through my various books, music, the Sound Healers Association, all the other events, projects, teachings, that seemed to have manifested. And, you know, what do they want me to do next? Because I was more than happy to, as I like to say, you know, retire to a tropical island with a pile of comic books and my wonderful wife, Andy, and just, you know, continue there. And instead, I simply received the instructions that change your focus of attention from personal healing to planetary healing. Now, I certainly still work on a very, very big level with personal healing and the power of sound to transform us on a personal level, and also both healing and on a consciousness level. But at the same time, since then, a lot of my focus and our focus, my dear Andy, and this Valentine's Day, is to really use sound as a tool to basically assist the process of what I call global harmonization. And global harmonization is nothing more or less than bringing harmony, light and love, peace to this planet using intentionalized sound. So we began, I guess 6 years ago, putting this to practice with our first World Sound Healing Day. And this is now our sixth. And we now have the Temple of Sound, which is being launched in probably less than a half an hour in order to help manifest this.
Well, and also being the sixth annual World Sound Healing Day, throughout the planet today, just in many, many places, groups, small groups, large groups, individual people are all spending a portion of their day, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's an hour, whether it's a half day, all day, people are toning and sounding with that intention of healing and love for out to our planet.
Right. We heard from Daryl, who's doing a World Sun Healing Day toning thing in Tucson yesterday. But by gosh, by golly, there are people from throughout the planet. As I mentioned, somebody who's doing a 12-hour public event that they got papers for and everything in Amsterdam. There are tons of people in the United Kingdom, thousands of people in Australia, people in Asia, and every continent, South America.
We've gotten emails from many, many people. And of
New
course,
York, I'll keep talking. I mean, it's just, I mean, so many people.
And, of course, Jonathan and I, located here in Boulder, Colorado, we will be facilitating a local toning this afternoon at 5 o'clock here in Boulder, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
At 302 Pearl Street. But people are doing this throughout the planet.
Throughout the planet.
Organizing.
New York, California. I mean, I could just, you know, the emails that people sent me about the events that they were doing became so overwhelming, I simply put them in a file, and it was just like, thank you. I give thanks. So for everyone who's doing an event, I give thanks, and thank you for being with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my wife, Andy Goldman, here on World Sound Healing Day. In less than a half hour, we are all going to be entering the Temple of Sacred Sound to project that planetary global ohm that is happening basically at noontime Eastern Standard Time.
So we have, which we were talking about, all the different people gathering their own groups, and then just for everyone, we will be able at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time, we'll all, even for 5 minutes, sound forth the awe sound from our heart, filled with the energy of love. And that will be happening throughout the world at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time.
Which is just about 25 minutes away. And as we continue setting the scene, changing, working with sound to change and assist our vibrational levels, here is the heart chakra from the Lost Chord, which is a recording I did with an extraordinary being by the name of Akshara Weave, and myself and Andy, and the list of chanters and people on it is too extensive, so just feel this one. Very different energy, but it's still opening the heart.
just listening to the heart chakra energy from the Lost Chord recording. And, oh, my heart is open, Jonathan.
Yes, indeed. Mine too.
Well, today's the day. Well, actually, every day is the day to have our hearts open. But at least today we can really consciously focus on that. And, of course, we recently just talked about World Sound Healing Day. But, Jonathan, this World Sound Healing Day, the sixth one, is going to be remembered most specially because it is today that we are launching the website, the Temple of Sacred Sound, .org. And Jonathan, I know that this has been a project that you have been working on, but you were inspired to do this many, many years ago. And I would love for you to talk about your inspiration behind the Temple of Sacred Sound and give us a little history.
Well, just basically as we're hearing and feeling right now, the energy of how sound can really affect us. And at some point in time and space, I became aware that the Internet is the global mind of the planet, if you like, the neural net of the planet, which is a wonderful thing. But I saw that it was really, really important and necessary for us to be able to activate the global heart of the planet in order for the global mind to be, if you like, kept in balance. It's a little bit like, you remember that movie Jurassic Park, Andy?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
And, you know, Jeff Goldblum plays this scientist who is talking to the other scientists who have learned how to make dinosaurs. And he says, your people are so interested in seeing if you can do something that you don't ask if you should do something. And you see, the heart chakra, in my mind, is the consciousness, if you like. You know, we really go into our heart to get to not only our true essence and being, and as you said, it's 60 times greater than the electromagnetic field that is generated by the brain, but also the heart really lets us know if we should or shouldn't be doing something. So then the question is, how do we activate the global heart of the planet if the Internet represents the neural net, the mind of the planet? And the answer, very simply, is through sound, through speech. In many of the different sacred traditions, the use of speech is the interconnecting link between body and mind, between heart and mind. So that, you know, with this in mind, if you like, and in heart, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could have this website that was an interactive website that basically activated people's hearts and allowed them through seeing great visual imagery and hearing just these sounds and being able to plug in a microphone and being a part of this whole thing to project sacred intentionalized sound on the planet. And I had that thought for a whole lot of time, and I said, gee, you know, at some point the technology will be available, at some point I'll have the money, at some point this and that. And this went on and on, and all of a sudden I had a revelatory event sometime in, I guess it was September or October, and I just said, it's time to build this now, and by gosh and by golly, we did, and it went up yesterday, and it is just so cool. So, you know, with that in mind, I just want to say that it's our purpose is to basically help raise the vibrational level of the planet to basically assist with the process of global harmonization by allowing people to go onto an interactive website that allows them to basically tone with others throughout the planet for peace and harmony.
And, of course, today, being World Sound Healing Day, we felt it absolutely just right on to launch this wonderful interactive website, templeofsacredsound.org, today on World Sound Healing Day. And so today is the first day that people will be able to go into the sound chambers that we have. However, this website is open and available 24/7. It's just starting and being kicked off today.
Right, with this big launch. And so we're going to listen now to a little piece of music called the Heart Sutra, which in the Tibetan tradition is said that even just by listening to this recording that you will receive some sort of enlightenment. And then when we come back, we're actually going to begin doing the process of getting ready to go to the Temple of Sacred Sound, to journey on through cyberspace to the Temple of Sacred Sound, and then do the planetary tone, which is going to be occurring in just about 15 minutes. So, Andy, speak for just a moment while I find the Heart Sutra on this CD player.
All right. Well, speaking of the Heart Sutra, you know, one of the things today, we have played the Heart Chakras and the Heart Sutra, and now here it is.
All right, there we go.
Okay, we're ready.
Little bells in the background.
We're ready.
Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisvaha. Just enjoy yourself. anyone feel enlightened?
We do, Jonathan. You are here with Jonathan and Andy Goldman, HealthyLife.net. And we are delighted that you are here with us. Soon, we will be entering the Temple of Sacred Sound.
The Temple of Sacred Sound. So we've got a little bit of an sound playing in the background for you as we do this. Let's see, where should we begin? Well, we talked a little bit about the sound and the importance and the power of the sound before. And we talked about the importance of the heart and the energy of the heart. So where should we go from here? How about, Andy, just talking about the importance of the appreciation and stuff like that, and compassion. We talked a little bit about that before, too.
Right. Well, Jonathan, we were talking about the heart generating 60% greater electromagnetic field energy than the brain.
Actually, 60 times greater, which is probably 600%.
Right. But I believe we were talking about the actual feeling is what really creates that extra electromagnetic energy. And so that feeling of compassion, that feeling of appreciation, that feeling of love being generated from our heart area. And what we're going to do today is we're going to ask you to focus on your heart area as we begin to breathe.
And it's been found that for a lot of people, just really being in a state of appreciation is maybe the most effective thing. For those of you who are advanced bodhisattvas, we say, be in a state of compassion, be in a state of love, feel and experience this compassion and love. But for a lot of people throughout the planet, this is a little bit more advanced, so we simply say, be in a state of appreciation. Find something that you feel appreciative of. It could be a feeling appreciative of a beautiful scene like a great sunset, or your son or daughter or husband or wife at Valentine's Day, or mother or father or your dog or something.
Or appreciation for an accomplishment that you've done, an appreciation for some aspect of yourself, and being grateful for that, and beginning to really resonate with that feeling of gratitude, that attitude of gratitude.
Right, and while you're doing that, begin to breathe in and out, and it doesn't matter if it's coming through your nose, in your nose, out your nose, or in your mouth, out your mouth, that doesn't matter. But what matters is that you visualize, this energy also going in the heart and out the heart, in the heart and out the heart, as you're doing this breathing. And then as you are doing this breathing, while you are feeling this attitude of gratitude, this appreciation, just that simple, simply, if you like, beginning with a
www.templeofsacredsound.org.
And, you know, I just want to say it feels so great working with sound, working with our self-created sounds, and working with our energy of appreciation, and doing that heart breathing, it's really, really easy. It's really easy, and yet, boy, I feel very, very almost ecstatic from this experience. And we're about to journey into the Temple of Sacred Sound, but first we would like to thank so much Linda McKenzie.
I'd like to thank HealthyLife.net.
Jay Cruz.
And just really appreciate, we appreciate you so much for giving this opportunity to us to share.
And come join me on our next Healing Sounds radio show, which will be, oh, I think it's March 12th. And, you know, I've been so busy with this that I don't know who the guest is going to be, but I can tell you it's going to be a phenomenal show that will be just wonderful. But for the moment, okay, we'll keep this going. So thank you again, and Andy, thanks so much for just sharing your light and your love and your sound and this wonderful, not only Valentine's Day, but World Sound Healing Day with me.
Jonathan, thank you once again. Thank you once again for inviting me to co-host with you today. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay, everybody. Here's what we do. I went through this before. I have these as written instructions on how and what to do, so it should be pretty easy. We're going to continue first our connection with HealthyLife.net in this sound, and I'm simply going to say that you are on www.healthylife.net, and that the sound is coming through some sort of device on your computer. With my computer, it was coming through Windows Media Player. I don't know what particular device is coming through there, but it is coming through a device. So right now, I'd like you to type into your computer browser, particularly if you have Internet Explorer or whatever you use, www.templeofsacredsound.org. So type into your computer
www.templeofsacredsound.org.
Templeofsacredsound.org. Templeofsacredsound.org. And this should take you to the first page of the Temple of Sacred Sound. Not much going on there. Andy, take a look at the computer. She's got a computer there. Are we there?
We are right there, Jonathan.
Okay, and then what's next? Is a late big... Everybody with us now at the Temple of Sacred Sound.org, and you got this temple there floating in space with this beautiful artwork by a wonderful visionary artist by the name of Gilbert Williams. Now hit that little enter place. Okay. Hit that, you know, the enter thing. I bet you'll be able to do it, Andy. If you can, it's okay. That's not the mouse. There you go. We're using a, So anyway, you hit the enter button, and you'll hear, as you do that, a little bell sound, and that is going to take you to our welcome page. And now, at the welcome page, we ask you to spend a minute going down, scrolling down, and reading the information on the welcome page. Done with that, you go back up. You don't have to do this right now, and then you can go to the protocols page, which is the next one. This is really important because, once again, it talks about all the information that we've been dealing with in terms of, you know, really treating this as a sacred sound chamber. Really treating this as a sacred sound chamber where your thoughts and your consciousness and your sound can change the planet. And then when you're done with the protocols information page, and you don't have to go there yet, but you can, basically hit the toning chamber button again, and that'll take you to what we call the entrance to the toning chamber. And there, if you have a microphone that's available and you read the brief instructions, you plug in the microphone, and you'll be able to use the microphone in the actual toning chamber. And now, and when you hit the, don't go into the toning chamber yet. Just want to say that I would like all of us to enter the toning chamber that's there. And if you have a microphone plugged in, I want you to hit the enable microphone button at the left, as well as the word allow that comes up. And if you don't have a microphone, I simply want to ask you, wherever you are, to tone with the sounds of these hundreds of thousands of people throughout the planet. So here, now, that's a sign that it's time to say goodbye to our friends at healthylife.net. So simply hit the little X on either Windows Media Player or whatever form that you're using in terms of a sound device, and close out healthylife.net, and then take a few nice breaths. If you want, reread the protocol or whatever, and then it's time to start our global tone of light and love through sound. So I'm going to go get off of here, get off this microphone, and get into the Temple of Sacred Sound. So I'll see you all in a couple minutes. Let's tone together on the hour in about another minute and a half. Thanks again, Healthy Life. Blessings to all of light and love through sound.